Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
I feel like we haven't done this in forever.
Yeah.
I think this is like the 1 year anniversary of us doing this though too, isn't it? Like I feel like
I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, hey Jeremy, nice to meet you. Didn't we start right about in February last year?
Yeah, could have been.
Pretty sure.
Could have been. I mean, we've been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah,
but recording wise, probably let's say a year.
Yeah.
A solid
year. We got through the holidays and all that shit.
I'm not made for jail. I realized that. If this past year felt like forever, imagine having to go, like, shout out to the people in jail. I don't know how you do it. I mean, you have no choice, I guess, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I could hang.
I definitely would not be able. I wouldn't make it 2 days in jail.
I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, yeah. I would feel pent up and...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I heard there's a lot of sex. That's not, no, I'm just kidding.
No, well, it might be the kind you want, but not the kind everyone else wants, buddy.
You know, I really don't like exercising in the yard. I feel like every time I try to nap, somebody's going to wake me up to stick something in me, you know?
I just can't picture you with a mop head on your head just to look like a lady. But hey, if that's what you really want to go with, you know?
Jimmy in jail, just grabbing some guy's pocket and having to follow him around.
Hold on to the bunny ears.
Well, guys, I know we're a little late to start talking Q1 here because we're really almost in the middle of Q1, right?
We are. It is. It's past now.
Yeah, I mean, Q1. Everybody knows that Q1 is when the companies all fix all the things that went wrong from last year, and it's smooth sailing. How?
Let's talk about this.
Really. Isn't that what happens?
But how does that happen when the stain from last year's shit is still fresh on the underwear?
Wait, are you saying?
Like how?
Are you saying that all the geniuses don't fix everything and learn from the mistakes of yesterday?
all that creative accounting just goes away on January 1st.
You know, Q1, new year, same bullshit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what everyone's going through right now.
Put that smile on your face.
They had the break for Christmas and New Year's. Everybody was kind of lazy the first week or two, right? And now they're just like, oh God, this is the same shit again.
Yeah, because you come back, you're like, oh, maybe it'll be better.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll, you know, all right, it's been a little while. I got a time away. It's always good to be refreshed. And then you come back in, you're like, it's still the same shit air.
The same
that I'm
stink.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. New year, same bullshit. Actually, that's what we'll name this episode. Q1, new year, same bullshit. I just thought of that now, Jim.
Even though it's written on the paper. Wow.
So everything sucks just as much as last year, but we're going to let these same assholes do this again. Okay, everything's the same. Okay. But, you know, the good news is at least there's a lot of meetings going on to talk about it, right? I mean, everybody loves the meetings. Everybody.
I'm doing it.
I brought it. I loaded it.
No.
It's real. Oh, look at this. We're joining a meeting. Hold on, Jim. We have to present.
No.
We're presenting on this one.
No.
Thanks for joining, everyone. If you could just make sure you're on mute. Looks like we have everybody. So I'll go ahead and get started. And then I'm going to throw it to our CIO, which stands for at Above My Pay Grade, Chief Idiot Officer. And that's Jimmy, of course. And he'll give you his take. You know, guys, quarterly alignment remains our North Star as we synergize cross-functional bandwidth to ensure that our Q1 momentum cascades seamlessly into Q2 and Q3. Driving holistic KPI uplift across all verticals while maintaining a future-forward posture around scalable efficiencies. As we operationalize our strategic imperatives, it's critical that we don't click into our core blood. Re-baseline expectations and proactively solution any low-hanging blockers that may inhibit stakeholder visibility or downstream adoption. Right, Jimmy?
I hate people that talk like this. It's just a downer.
What?
What did you drink to talk like that? It's like, I get it.
CEO juice.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Let me give it a shot.
Yeah, do it.
Listening to you say all those words about absolutely nothing. But let me see if I can do it better myself. Because that's what it sounded like. It was all gibberish.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. All right. Let's see.
Billy, your camera came on. Yeah, go ahead. And shut that up.
By leveraging an omni-channel framework of iterative optimization, we can right-size our deliverables, sunset our legacy workflows, and empower teams to ideate. I'm an idiot. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to even do it.
I don't know.
Whatever.
AI wrote it.
But I'm an idiot, so it's fine. And, you know, that ladder up our enterprise-wide northbound metrics.
Ooh.
Ultimately, the work we do today will create a flywheel.
Flywheel.
Not a gerbil wheel. of impact tomorrow, enabling us to socialize best-in-class. Best-in-class.
I hate best-in-class.
Reinforce our culture of accountability and unlock cross-departmental synergies. You use the word. You use synergy, you son of a bitch. I'm going to choke him out when I'm done with this. That position us for long-term, sustainable, customer-centric success we transition into the broader fiscal ecosystem.
Great, horrible. Great points, Jim. You know, so much impact in that statement. I'm going to have to digest that for a little while. And then, you know, guys, at the end, we can all... We'll circle back on that.
Son of a bitch. Bingo. I got it.
God. I fucking hate my life.
You know what? A lot of the meetings sound like that.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there and you're staring at them like, how? How did your life come to this?
I wish pumping gas paid more. I would fucking do it. I don't know that I could do another year of this shit, Jim.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got a favor to ask you because... I'm thinking the only way I'm out of corporate America is if this podcast takes off. So if you could just tell a friend and ask them to tell a friend and then ask them to tell a friend and then, you know, we'll really get some headwinds and spread KPIs around my dick fuck. But
you have it going. I'm like, man, he listened to me. Sounds good. And then you went down the Kool-Aid route.
You know what?
Man.
I realized Come I was on. Asking for something, which is not like me. I just... Hopefully you guys like what we do and you tell people so we can quit our jobs. Wouldn't that be great? that's the dream, people. That's the dream.
I can't.
But then you're like,
off in a la-la land right now. This dream.
And just think about it. I know it sounds selfish of us to want to leave corporate America and continue doing this podcast full time. And then you have to stay behind in corporate America. But think about it. At least you'll have us. Right?
I don't know if that's really the parting gift that they're looking for.
Shut up, Jimmy. Whose side are you on? You fucker. All right. Let's deep dive into Q1, everybody. Maybe we should start doing a quarterly business review at the end of every quarter, Jim. We could talk about listener metrics and our one. We can check in with our one fan in Bulgaria and see how he's doing. What was his name? Didn't you make up a name for him? Fucking Fred. We'll just name him because that's the most un-Bulgarian name.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Fred?
Oh, Ralph. Yeah. Ralph over in Bulgaria. Yeah, he writes all the time. Sent me Christmas cookies. It was really nice.
All right. We think you guys can relate to some of this shit that we want to talk about Q1, because Q1 can lick my nuts. So let's just talk about the same crap we all go through. So I'm starting things off, Jimmy, with how every company, Q1 is a fresh start, right? It's a fresh start. While really, they're just going to do the same shit as last year.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Q1 is like, all of a sudden, it's as if like they saw the light finally. They flipped the switch. Oh, this is great. This is really good. Yeah, it's really good because the budgets are just hitting.
Yeah.
And no one has to explain numbers. But you're sitting there going, oh, we got to be efficient. Efficient. If I heard efficient one more time, you have to be efficient. It's going to be an efficient year. We've got to work to efficiency. It's like if you're in corporate America, you know that already.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, we shouldn't be spending money like idiots. You really should be watching your budget. That's like, we get it.
Yeah.
But we don't need you to tell us that 4 million times already.
We're not dummies. Even our CIO, our chief idiot officer, knows that.
Exactly.
You know, another fun thing is how we do the same shit over and over again, but they just give the projects new names. So it's just like recycling shit. You know, the same goals that we failed on. It's like, name it something else and chase it anyway.
Well, one thing I don't get it is we all have projects at the company, and then like 10 years later, the same projects pop up. And you're like, wait a minute, we did that like 10 years ago. It really didn't work out.
Didn't we bury that one already?
But we were looking to spend even more money on that now. Like, I'm lost.
Yeah. Ooh, you know, we got to focus on hyper synergistic pipeline opportunities. Here's my pipe.
I know it's a new mic, Jeremy. Yeah. Calm down. It
works good. So it's funny. Like, I'm thinking of like the C-suite as they're talking about fresh start. Oh, guys, this is Q1. You know, we're gonna do a fresh start. I just picture them, kind of like that scene in The Other Guys, you know, when they're like, fresh start, right here. I got it here.
Maybe we should call ourselves the Febreze Brothers because it's feeling so fresh right now. Right? Let's do another fresh start
because
I just wanted to punch you in the face.
Let's do another fresh start. I wanted to punch you in the face.
But you know, like having been in some of those meetings or hearing them talk, they don't talk the gibberish that we were talking. They talk normal.
Yeah.
But by the time
they do that when they're presenting.
Yeah, when they're in the room with each other, it's like as if we're talking now normally. Oh, we gotta work on this. You know, we gotta do this, and this and that, and you know, but it's like all of a sudden when they leave the room, it's like the thing for Men in Black. They got to hit him with it, the light. And then all of a sudden it comes out like that, the garbage we were talking before.
The douchebaggery.
Like, yeah, it's like, why?
Meter just, goes up.
Just say it real. I'd rather have you just tell me real. Like, maybe I like the more direct management like that. I don't like the let's butter it up like a roll and try to start. Like, just give it to me raw. I sit there and tell me what the
Jimmy
hell
Jimmy likes
want.
It raw.
You bastard.
Hopefully this one doesn't hit too close to home for you guys. But what about the corporate purge that goes on? And this could either go on at the end of the year or first thing in the beginning of the year. Corporate purge.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Somebody just got fired. We lost another one, Jim.
Well, we lost it's either a through reorg or it's through their own F-ups.
Yeah, so, people
you know, they're
leaving.
Fucking up. Yeah. Or exactly right. You know what? I say reorgs at the company, but sometimes it's a reorg for the person in their personal life.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
I'm done with this shithole.
I'm out. So, yeah, I mean, that could happen. There is a purge. I'm sure they don't mind it, certain companies, because you get them off payroll, and I'm sure they're going to try to get someone in, you know, at a quarter of their salary to do the same job.
Yeah, or they shake up the work chart a little bit, like an Etch-a-Sketch, right?
Yeah.
My favorite is, and I've seen this in, you know, in places, not my work, of course, but, you know, the mystery job titles that mean nothing. Like chief innovation officer or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, the fuck does that mean? You don't know anything. You don't do anything.
I'm gonna be very good on this episode.
That's fine.
I'm not gonna say anything that's gonna get me jammed up.
But we don't want you on the list tomorrow.
No.
Oh shit, Jimmy just got an email. He's out.
Nope.
He's out.
I don't. That's why I never name names.
No, I know.
I mean, it's anonymous. But you know, there are certain groups that had to change their name due to the new laws.
Oh.
And you know, it's funny how we magically find places for those people too. So. Yeah, whatever. I'll leave it at that. You do what you
He's
want.
He's talking about
one.
Midgets. You know, the sad part is the disappearing coworkers, like the people you're used to working with. Now they're gone, but you know, hopefully they find something better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, no ill will towards anyone, even the person you really didn't get along with. You want to see them move on, do some good stuff, but you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You know, they do move on, and it you know. Disappearing coworkers. Sometimes it's out of nowhere. Sometimes you know of it and they'll tell you, but sometimes it's not. It's like, oh shit, you heard Fred left? I'm like, what?
Fred's out.
You know, yeah, but that's if the company does that. But usually it's on Fred's own, you know, his own device where he says, I'm leaving. I'm going to get a job here. Or, you know what? This has been in the works for a while. I finally pulled the trigger and you're like, oh shit. You know?
Have fun in Bulgaria, Fred.
Yeah.
So when there is a big purge, because I hate that they call it a riff or a reduction or a reorganization. It's a fucking purge. Do you ever have any like survivor's guilt that you're still there?
Well,
I have survivor's depression. I'm like, God damn it. Why wasn't I on that list?
Well, I'm thankful for my company and my job that we don't really have a lot of riffs. They do it the right way.
Sure.
Where attrition, you know, things happen. People either leave on their own or they retire and they don't hire in. So I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
And very, you know, thankful for that part of my job. So I don't have to really worry about that as much. But I think with any job now, like you're never really guaranteed to be there. You know, that's why I always try to have a good work ethic.
Yeah.
Make sure I get my shit done. So I never have to worry about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of sounding too serious. No. Yeah, no, I know. Exactly. Well,
so one of my favorite things after like the breaks of the holidays and all that is to see the fucking idiots who you know don't do shit. They've had that little break. They probably were thinking about their own life and shit like that. And they're like, you know, I'm just going to be more productive this year. And they start jumping into things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's either that or they want the promotion.
Well, yeah, but they didn't do shit. All of a sudden. They didn't do shit in, you know, Q3 or 4. And now all of a sudden they're refreshed and, you know, wide awake and jumping into shit and sending follow-up emails because I didn't answer fast enough. It's like, lick my taint, Bill. Calm
well,
your
like,
tit.
Yeah, it's like, well, you didn't answer before. Why are you going to change your ways now? Yeah. We're kind of used to making the calls without you getting in on it. So
we don't even invite you anymore.
Or the ones that try to do that, but they're so far gone from what's going on. And you're just listening to them, and you're like, yeah, we kind of settled that a while back. Like, what are you doing? And there's a couple of people like that at the job, and you just sit there like, why are we doing this right now? Yep.
Goddamn Fred again, isn't it?
I thought that one was Ralph, but I think Eddie is a good one. You know, Ed's a good name for that. Eddie Brian, you know, whatever. Just pick a name.
Yeah.
Robert. That was Robert's job.
Robert. That piece of shit. Sorry, any Roberts.
Yeah,
listening.
I know.
I don't know why we do this. I don't know why we make fun.
It was James. It was James' fault. Most of the times it is.
Well, you know, it's not just the employees that are trying to cleanse themselves. You know, the company's doing it, and they're trying to act different. You know, the whole clean slate. You know, we're all aligned. You know, like thinking everybody's motivated and like, just do they have the finger on the pulse at all? What?
I love what you wrote down.
What did I write?
The next line is 100% true, though.
Yeah. Use it, man.
No, it's yours. That's fucking hilarious, though. It's 100% true.
Yes, the company does the corporate version of a juice cleanse. Expensive, pointless, and mostly for show. So between companies doing that shit and employees, it's just everybody's so fake.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to remember. So let's put it in perspective here. What usually happens in the first quarter?
I shit my pants.
That is every year.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And every year this happens in the first quarter. Most companies, year end is December.
Yeah.
What do you get after year end in the first quarter if you met all your goals?
A bonus check.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
So what? Why do you think now bonuses come around? So this is how much people really think that their managers don't know, but they do know. All of a sudden, come January, February, everybody's on. Oh, what can I do, boss?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Yeah. What do you need? Oh, you need coffee? You need this? Let me go get it. They're jumping around out of nowhere. And if the boss is really like in tune with what's going on at work and shit, I'd be like, the fuck happened? What did Jeremy have? Like something? Did Jeremy get laid last night? Because I've never seen him this active before. Like he's usually doesn't say
a lazy
shit.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. What's going on? It's so obvious sometimes. It's like, dude, do me a favor. Get your head out of the boss's ass. It's not a good look right now. This if
everyone's on to you.
Yeah. If you did what you had to do last year, they know who. Listen. I'm like the silent killer. I get my shit done.
Yeah.
I don't want to check in with the bosses. I really don't.
Right.
I hate it. I don't like it. I think it's, especially after some of the shit that's gone down, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah. And you're not faking your way to your bonus check.
No, I don't have to because I could sit there and show numbers. Like when they do shit like that, it's like they're doing it for the bonus. They know what's coming up.
Yep.
So let me get my, oh, look at that. Oh, you know, maybe that one boss. Oh, Jeremy's really busting his ass, man. Oh, he's coming up to me.
I'm
gonna
pay him.
He actually wanted to mow my lawn. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. How'd you like to mow my lawn? Huh? It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you got the stock market beat.
You know what I'm saying. And this is like the kind of shit.
Okay, Pookie. I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
But they're smart. They think they're smart.
No, but
all the other coworkers. Everyone's
and the bosses know too who's working.
They have to know. Sometimes they don't though. If they're hands off though too.
Yeah, true.
They don't know. You know, and that's sad too, but whatever.
Then you know what? If you see Ralph or Robert
or Eddie
get his bonus check and he buys a new car or something, just key that shit. You heard it here first, people. Key that shit.
The problem is we have bosses and it's listen, I don't know how your company works, but
neither
my
do they.
Company, yeah, exactly. I'm going to put it out there like this. You could be the hardest worker and you could be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in your pay or your bonus, depending on if the boss really notices it,
yeah,
or if the other person could be as minuscule as $1,000 difference.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people out there going, why am I killing myself?
Yeah, I get it.
Why am I doing this when, because their hands are tied. Because then if not, if they didn't document correctly or do whatever they have to do to sit there and be able to say, I could back up why I didn't give this person a good raise. You know they don't do it. Majority of them, they screw themselves. So what happens? They have to give them something decent or, God forbid, the HR demons will come out of nowhere and cast them to hell mm-hmm. because they didn't do the right thing.
Fuck you. remember. Fuck you. God, sorry.
Damn you, HR. I just remembered that. Damn you. I mean, you guys are great and all, but great. Damn
but
you.
Fuck you. No, sorry. I just remembered that we did that last.
But it's true, though. No, 100%. And then you got people at work going, why the fuck am I at work? Why am I killing myself? Yeah. This guy does jack shit. Doesn't do a damn thing. You could see it. Just sits there like, you ever see that meme where the person's like, there's people all around like picking shit up and moving it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like going over to everybody, but like trying to look like he's busy, like- but he's not helping him with shit.
It doesn't
That's
do
that
anything.
Person. Exactly.
Yeah.
What would you say you do here?
The Bobs.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, they would have to say, you don't understand. I'm a people person.
Well, there's one more thing that I really want to spend a minute on here, Jim, when we're talking about Q1, and it really fucking sucks. And that is the goddamn corporate trainings that you have to do all over again. Now, I don't know about you. Like, they pop up in your email. You've been assigned 12 different trainings, right? I don't know about you, but I try to wait till the end of the year to do those. So I just finished them, and now I have to do them again. Like, what the fuck?
Well,
cybersecurity, compliances, like compliance quizzes. I work from home, but for some reason I have to do, you know, fire safety and, like, evacuation plans. I'm like, it's my house.
Yeah, but at least it gets you thinking, all right, I got the window here. Or, you know, I get it. I understand, but... you know, it's like a sexual harassment course.
Oh, God.
Jeremy, everyone, you got to take them every year.
I know.
Whether you like it or not, you know, it happens.
Yep. And they're all filled with, like, things that no one would ever do. No one. Right?
So, out of curiosity, I'm wondering. So, I take the course last year, right? Mm-hmm. And it's good for a year.
Right. So, let's say you took it in June.
Yeah. But usually it's earlier, believe it or not. It's crazy. It's usually around this time. Yeah. But I've taken it. It's usually good for that calendar year.
Yeah.
Just that calendar year. So here we are. It's 2026. I'm out of compliance, technically. Like,
if
I don't take my sexual harassment course till March, does that mean I'm able to sexually harass? I'm just lost.
So.
I need some guidance here. Maybe this is really where we need HR. I'm just out of curiosity because technically, yes, I've taken it, but does it count
bastard.
For the new year? I'm just, you know.
Nobody can hold you accountable if you diddle someone in the office because you haven't been trained yet.
I'm just out of curiosity. How does that work? Is it grandfathered in or is it, you know, like, hey, he knows what he's doing. No, that's not what I meant.
Listen, I had a question about my sexual harassment training too, because at the end, you know how you could print like your certificate. So I printed it showing everybody that I'm now certified to sexually harass. But like people didn't really.
They didn't get it. They didn't understand
it. Show me your tits, Susan. And she got mad. And I'm like, wait, no, but I have a certificate.
No, that's not how it works.
Kidding, everyone. Again, I work from home.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, the sexual harassment thing, it's funny because I finally watched the show Mad Men. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
I know it's an older show.
No, I didn't.
But, you know, it's like advertising in like the 60s, right? So that was when like... You know, if a woman worked in the office, everybody sexually harassed them, and it was terrible. But with that being said, we've gone so far in the other direction, and it's like, what if just Fridays? I'm just saying, like, what if only on Fridays you let
for everyone out there, this is not going somewhere we want it to go.
No,
this is not good.
Well, I don't know.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
Sexual harassment Fridays.
No,
anything goes.
Exactly. I know.
Anything goes. I mean, you got to put some parameters on it, but like,
But you can't. You can't say anything goes and then put parameters on it, because then someone can sit there going, but you said anything goes.
Hey, Phil, you got a great bulge going on there today in those in those Friday jeans. Damn, you're really packing, Phil.
Is that harassment or is that like a compliment?
I mean, technically, according to the training that I did, that's harassment. But still, Phil would leave being like, damn, my bulge looks good today. I got this big meat.
Oh my God.
What if there was a sign up sheet? And people could be like, I want to be sexually harassed on Sex Harassment Friday. That's the parameter, Jim. I figured it out. See, I'm an idea guy. I figured it out already.
Could you imagine? No, I really appreciate sometimes people making fun of me. I really want to be on that list.
Yeah, please.
You know, it motivates me.
Oh, look, Mary signed up. Mary, nice camel toe going on today.
Oh, my God. Not good. That's not good. That's not what the training's for, Jeremy. We've got over this. The training is to prevent it, not to do it.
Oh, Jimmy signed up. Why is he leaning over the coffee maker with his pants pulled down? He must really want it. From the back. No, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
It's gone to hell, people. It's all gone to hell.
But again, that's the parameter. There's a sign-up sheet. That's right.
I just don't know if people are for that. But how do you, you know?
The whole point of it is it's sexual harassment because they don't want it. But if you sign up, then you must want it, right?
Yeah, like, you know.
No?
I think I'm going to have to go with the no one.
I thought you were going to have my back on this one.
It's getting a little
kind of a partner
weird,
just leaves me hanging like this.
I mean, listen. It,
but there's a, yeah. Jimmy, you're not listening. There's a sign-up sheet.
No, I hear I'm you. Kidding. I hear you. But you shouldn't do that. I was just more curious that if it's good for the calendar year and I haven't taken it yet. Yeah. If I was to screw up and say something I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Technically, like when you go to court, like, are they going to be able to hold you to it? Saying you had the training last year?
Yeah.
Because they can't say, well, it never expires, but that's bullshit, because then why am I taking
it again?
Yeah,
why do I have
to
do it every year? I don't know. So we'd have like to check the wording.
Like, yeah, it's like one of those weird little, you know.
But hear me out. There's a sign-up. No?
I don't think it's going to work, Jeremy. I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, my God.
Even if Susie wants you to say something about her.
Look, I'm pushing for it anyway. I'm gonna start pitching this across corporate America. Hey, I'm calling about my new program. It's called Sexual Harassment Fridays. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? This consulting gig is not going
well. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. I really thought there was a channel for this. I guess I'm going to have to rethink.
Well, listen, I don't think we can go anywhere but down from there. So I think we cut it right there, Jim. That was a great episode back. Q1 is in good hands now. What do you think?
It was a quick hit, but I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Just a quick way to get back on. I'm glad we're back.
Heck yeah.
Glad to hear people wanted us to get back on again. It's always nice. All three of you, it really. No, I love that joke, but it's more than that.
It's actually funny. We haven't recorded since before the holidays, and people are still listening to all the old episodes, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
We better get
really
a new one
cool.
up.
Yeah, it's really, listen, if we make you laugh once during the show and it takes you away...
We've done our unpaid jobs.
Basically, yeah. But at least it gets you to laugh.
Yeah.
And you could go through your day, you got to chuckle. Don't take any of it seriously. That's why we have the thing in the beginning. Obviously, we bring up things that are a little nutty and probably shouldn't be talking about, but we do it for the enjoyment of the audience.
Yeah, so. And with that, if you go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com, we'll have a sign-up sheet for sexual harassment. No, I'm just kidding.
Put your name and number on there, and we'll call you and sexually harass you personally.
You can sign up now, people.
No, that's not what I meant. No. Forget it. We're going to take the training together. That's what I think.
Ralph, you're not on mute. You're not on. All right, Jimmy, have a good one.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com, click the Amazon Music button, and get notified of new episodes as soon as they hit. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Go to AboveMyPayGradePodcast.com for more info.